Waking up in the morning may be at the very top of your list of least favorite things to do, but it is, unfortunately, essential to starting your morning routine. Deafening fire alarms and cumbersome roommates aside, there are few things that will wake you up as fast and fully as having a morning routine that you love and can't wait to get started on. With that said, sometimes we need a little push to get ourselves over the line, or rather, out of the bed, and to fully wake ourselves up in the morning. In this chapter, we'll speak with, among others, the president of MIT, L. Raphael Reif, about how he spends his first hours upon waking, the executive director of the American Society for Muslim Advancement, Daisy Khan, on how the month of Ramadan brings a big change to her mornings, and economist and author Tyler Cowen on his unique take on breakfast. Smoked trout and cheese, anyone?
Caroline Paul, author of Lost Cat, former firefighter. When you're a creature of habit and you're in no rush to change.
What is your morning routine?
I set an alarm for anywhere between 6 and 6:30 a.m., depending on when I get to sleep. I need sleep, but I need to wake up early more, or my day feels shot. Next, I make coffee, feed the milling animals, grab 2 protein bars, and sit down to read. Not the newspaper, though I do often check the headlines, but a real, honest-to-God book. If one's not around, I will settle for the New Yorker. It's a sacred time for me, because reading has always been a part of my life, and it's hard to find time for it. As a writer, it's also a vital part of my work. At this time, my partner, Wendy, is still asleep. The doggie has gone back to bed. One cat has gone outside. So there are only 2 other animals to contend with. One, a cat, and she curls up on my lap, and the other, my own rambling mind. And we both stay there until the house stirs and comes to life. I have to say that the transition from the world being mine to the moment it seems to splinter and everyone wakes up, phones ring, emails come in, the dog reappears, is always jarring.
How long have you stuck with this routine? What has changed?
I've started my day with the same meal and coffee, Pete's French roast, 1 large cup, so strong you could probably eat it with a spoon, for almost 30 years. Gosh, that's sort of embarrassing, seeing that so starkly on paper. But that consistency first thing grounds me and sets me up to be able to handle whatever is thrown my way. When I was a firefighter, I didn't read in the morning. And I was a little looser about my wake-up time because you never knew how much of the night would be spent working at a fire or on medical calls, and I'm useless without sleep. When I became a full-time writer and had to make my own schedule, I became adamant about setting the alarm and getting up. I needed the structure, and I needed to start back on whatever book I was writing before the morning slipped away. People think that when you work outside of an office, you can sleep in, and how glorious that must be. But to me, that's the road to discombobulation and dismay.
Have you always used an alarm to wake up?
Always. I've tried to train myself to wake up without one because it seems like a cool superpower, but I spend all night thinking about whether I'll wake up, and the anxiety isn't worth it. Once the alarm goes off, I sort of doze, but I have a dog and 2 cats who have heard the alarm and stare at me until I get up. It's called the animal snooze button.
What time do you go to sleep?
I would love to go to bed by 9 p.m. every evening. I'm just not a night person. Once the sun goes down, I think, not much to do anymore, and I sort of begin to look forward to the next morning already.
How does your partner fit into your morning?
Wendy's best work, she's an illustrator, is done at night, so she doesn't value her mornings like I do. This works because I get my quiet morning, and she gets to sleep without me tossing and turning.